The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Can only really serve one
at
ass.
The club,
dude, he's club such an effing loser.
The hottest spot.
Do not clip that, you son of a bitch. Bye,
club,
bitch.
Club,
lace him up, you little bitch. Let's
Passion,
I mean, I love him, but what a bitch.
She
is an aloof bitch. Because this bitch is behind me now. Kick the ball, you little bitch. Resourceful little bitch. I'm going to kick your ass, you little bitch. Pop me up over there, bitch. She's a grade A bitch. Grade A prime bitch. Pressure's on, bitch. Stupid bitch. I came hard today.
It really is a never-ending parade. As a Rob down in San Diego celebrated his 50th birthday, I'm sure taking large quantities of, what'd you call it, creatine?
Oh, yeah, creatine?
Yeah. Old creatine.
It's a combination of kratom and creatine. Somehow, that's how my brain pronounces it.
I think Rob's down there at some CrossFit competition, I think. It's right
yeah,
up his alley,
he's
right?
Doing high rocks now. He got really into
Dude,
the...
We got a buddy that's doing high rocks, and we can't stop making fun of him for it.
I know it's a bit ridiculous.
It's more than a bit ridiculous.
I would do it. But the way
of
I would do it, though... No.
Dude, are
no.
you trying to become the final boss of bros? Is that your goal?
I'm not even that bro-y. I just am to you because I'm the one who's willing to venture across enemy lines.
Are you going
to
start wearing a hat that says hybrid athlete on it?
No, that's so lame. Those guys suck.
And yet they're the ones competing at HYROX.
No, but I would use it as like a reason for vacation. So like they're all over the world.
Boy, that's your reason for vacation?
No, but I mean, that'd be a good excuse of like, I'm going, got to go to Chicago. Why? HYROX.
I've never, my main jiu-jitsu professor, he's the guy that owns the gym I go to. He does that where he goes on vacations, but he goes and like competes in tournaments around the world, which is awesome to travel to those places. But it just seems like the last thing I want to do on vacation is to go and exert myself like that.
Well, you do like, it at the beginning. Like, you exert early.
Why wouldn't, like, if you were, I think the one my buddy's going to, the HYROX, is in Chicago. So yeah, I was like, why don't you just go to Chicago, and instead of going to HYROX, why don't you go to Chicago and go to Wrigley Field and drink?
You can do that after HYROX. You earn the drinking. I like this guy's thinking. I almost went to HYROX, and then that kind of got put the kibosh, because I'm not doing it solo. I need a doubles partner.
Yeah, you do, right? Is it a co-ed thing or is it
Well, yeah, all of the above. Yeah. So you can do it solo male, you can do it solo female, or you can do partner double double male, double double female, or
I
mixed.
Bet you can do the double double male, can't you?
I can't, but others seem
to
enjoy
it
a lot.
Are you going to double up? Are you going to do some double male?
I am not going
to
do
maybe down at the Pendleton Whiskey Fest.
It was
maybe
a co-ed
you can find a dude to
situation.
Double up with you.
Well, if I wore the fashion that you want me to, I probably would get asked. I have been squatting recently and deadlifting. My butt looks great.
So HYROX is the new what they did those for a while there. It was the Spartan Races or the Tough Mudders, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That was. Do they even have those anymore? Have we moved on now?
And oh, I'm sure they're still out there. Mud's always being created.
We moved on to CrossFitting.
Well, no, it was CrossFitting, and then there got some issues around CrossFit. So now the new one is HYROX. All the CrossFitters are like, we're anti-CrossFit. HYROX.
Isn't HYROX just CrossFit, though?
No, it's its own sport, bro. You got to figure it out, man.
It's
its own thing. There's more running involved, and the race never changes. HYROX is always the same. CrossFit.
CrossFit is like the
it's ever changing.
The workout of the day.
Yeah, I'm well, sure, and then there's like eight of them.
Maybe Rop is secretly down in San Diego doing High Rocks right now.
I would love to go to the gym with Isaac Rop and see him do an exercise.
Well, Isaac Rop would never go to a gym.
That's why I would love to do it.
I figured this out about Rop.
I figured it out.
As he's gotten older, Rop hates anything that could be considered masculine.
It really bothers him when we talk weightlifting or exercise.
Again, Rop hates anything that could be construed as masculine. The tippy top of masculine for Rop is golf. If it can be considered more masculine than golf, he has no time for it. It won't. He sees no benefit whatsoever to doing anything physically strenuous at all. And again, unless it's walking 18 holes of golf. He's just settled into his nice little world there. And he just, the idea of being comfortable, and it's just that you will not, he will never lift a weight in his life. I don't think he runs anymore.
He ran at one point?
Yeah, he used to run. Like, there would be sightings of Rob shirtless running in his neighborhood.
Letting out the chest meat?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the carpet came out.
I thought that was only like an Italy thing.
No, there were reports of shirtless Isaac Rop.
Shirtless? I can't even imagine him running. I can't imagine him moving quickly. I've known him now 4 years.
Yeah.
Well, three. But it'll be my fourth duck season.
See, like, Rop used to play softball. Rop's a sneaky good athlete.
Doesn't shock me.
Yeah, he was a sneaky good athlete before the knee injury in the Pheasant Bowl, like in the seventh grade. But no, Rop used to be able to. He played softball. And we did a fan combine a number of years ago, and Rop was a sleeper. But I think as he's gotten older, it's just he's embraced old manness more so than maybe anyone that I've ever met.
See, now I am excited to embrace old manness. I already have my hobbies picked out. But exercise will still be a part of my old manness because I'd like to be an old man for a long time.
See, there's like three ways you can handle being an old man.
Right.
And me and Rob are 3 years different. So I'll turn 47, Rob just turned 50. So when you reach those ages, right, 50 is kind of, you know, in your 40s, you certainly start feeling old, but you kind of get the, you know, 50 is the big one for dudes. Like, you're on 50, you're way closer to the end than you are the beginning. And so there's three ways you can handle getting older. You get the guy that just totally accepts it, and that's Rob. You don't care anymore. Actually, let's go four. Because you get the guy that just lets himself go. Rob doesn't let himself go. You get the guy that's like 50, and you go Tony Soprano, right? You're eating meatball subs and Chinese food like on the same day. When you see the same fast food worker twice in one shift, you've just let yourself go. We all know that guy. And then you see a photo of him on his wedding day. You're like, oh, my God, what happened? Yeah, what happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one. And that's not Rob. Then you get the Isaac Rob, which is the you don't care anymore. You're not some fat, you know, piece of crap, but you're not going to do anything that's remotely strenuous.
Mm-hmm.
You settle in, you're going to bed at 8:30.
No pulled muscles.
You're playing some golf and you just, you know, you live a nice, quiet existence.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get, then I think this is where I would fall into that. I don't care about getting old. I'll never dye my beard. I've accepted that I'm bald. I won't go to young hip bars. I'm not trying to dress any younger. But at the same time, I refuse to give in to old age. I still, like, if I'm going down, I'm going down with a fight. I like doing things that challenge me. I have dumb hobbies. I mean, I go and I get kicked in the face and get punched and strangled. Like, and those are things that I like. There's a challenge. I don't want to get to the point where I accept that I am just old and feeble. I am going to fight that son of a bitch until death comes for me and just takes me. Right. I'm not dying in my bed, right? We're trying to go out with our boots on. And then you get the other one that's the exact opposite. The guy lets him go. You get the guy that goes down to, like, River Pig, who's 50, and dresses like he's 20. That's the guy that's out cruising for, like, 21-year-old trim. The guy that refuses, he's the guy with the bad dye job.
Yep.
He's the guy that's that buys the sports car. He will not accept the fact that he's getting old. He will pretend that he's 25 forever.
He's
no matter
talking
how
to me
old
about
he gets.
Workout splits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's like those are the archetypes that you fall into. And by the way, whichever one you fall into, hey, man, more power to you. It's just that Rop, like me and Rop, I don't think we're on either extreme, but I think we've settled on two sides of the coin. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Rop looks at a lot of the stuff I do and thinks I'm an absolute moron for doing it. Like, when I show up with a black eye, he just, the look of just, he's like, oh my God.
Like, why would you do that to yourself?
I get a lot of buddies that are like that.
I would say that there is someone near and dear to my heart in my family, and that is how he is as well.
Yeah.
Without outright naming that man.
Yeah.
He's got his hobbies. Uh-huh. And today he went for a very long walk with the dog.
There's nothing wrong with that. I love walking my dog.
Yeah.
See, like, you just, you know, you get little, in fact, today, this was my very old man thing. On Thursdays, my dog goes to, like, a play thing. We have a very large dog, and it's kind of, it can be an aggressive breed, so we socialize it.
Smart.
And he's old now where we don't have to worry about it. He loves everybody, loves all dogs. But once a week, we still, because his whole life, he's done this. Mm-hmm. He still goes to like a...
Doggy daycare.
Yeah, doggy daycare. Yeah. And he loves it. It's like his favorite thing in the world. He goes and comes back exhausted. So I woke up on Thursdays. I don't have to wake up and walk the dog. That's how I start my day. Wake up, take the dog for like a 45-minute walk. That's my day. And I woke up and I was like, oh yeah, I don't have the dog today. And I did it anyways. I went out and walked. I was like, it was such a nice day that I was the old guy. And I'm walking my neighborhood, right? And normally it's not, it, you know, I don't look weird because I've got my dog. Everyone's like, I'm walking my dog. Mm-hmm. I was the weird old guy today, just walking.
Power walking.
And I cruised past like three other old dudes all walking too. And I was like, oh my God.
You're one of them.
Yeah. I was just looking at him. I was like, what's up, man? Just out here. The idea of being out walking with no animal was like a trip. I wasn't walking with my lady. I was just out walking. I never do that. And I was like, oh my God, you just see it. It's just another old man marker. Pretty soon I'm like, you know what? It's bad weather. I should go to the mall. You find yourself walking the mall.
Can I give you a hack for that? Because I actually do enjoy walk. I like walking like right about an hour from now. So about dusk time. Sun's starting to set. For whatever reason, yeah. I like putting on music or podcasts or whatever and doing my little walk.
Yeah.
Drive to a water spot and walk around, like drive down to the Columbia River and walk along the little boardwalk thing.
I'll tell you right now, the day I have to drive someplace to walk the day I throw myself into the water.
No, because then people won't think that you're being weird.
I don't care.
You're walking with your old bros.
I might as well at that point go to Costco, as someone said, get a sensible quarter zip, and then no, won't do it. No. It's just going to be walking. Just walking in my slip-on checkered Vans as I'm cruising the old neighborhood. Just me and I should have linked up because I passed like three. I should have just like, hey, let's walk together. We could add like a.
You could have held hands.
Yeah,
it'd have been great,
dude. I'm gonna get a walking club going. Just me and some.
Those
of the
are
olds.
The new thing. Well, running clubs are the new things for the youngs. You could start the walking clubs.
Yeah. Well, and they all see me. It's the same guys. And one of them today even asked. He was like, "Oh, something happened to the dog."
He's like, rip.
Well, they've watched it because I had three.
R.I.P.
Fido. And now I'm down because, you know, the same people see you every day.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I had three, and then I was down to two, and now I just have the one. And the one old guy was like, oh. Like he did. I think he was concerned that I was just, I was like.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's like, no. It's.
He's like, let it go.
I was like, that one's young. I was like, no, he's just somewhere else. Just me out walking. He was like, oh, good. He's out power walking. It's nice.
Well, good for you. I'm glad that you have one of your old man hobbies.
Yeah.
Walking.
Just out walking. And I realized I thought I was just doing it to walk the dog. No, it's now ingrained in me.
It's delight. Walking is delightful. Yeah. Walking is better than running.
Evening walks better than morning walks.
Agreed. Sun setting, nice song getting played.
I can smoke cigars. I don't know why, but I felt whenever I walk.
You can smoke a cigar in the morning?
No, whenever I walk at night, because we'll do that sometimes, big meal, we'll go for a walk.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah.
I always smoke a cigar. I feel bad about smoking a cigar at like 7 in the morning.
Too much of a degenerate there?
Can you smoke a cigar at 7 in the morning?
You for sure can, because I've seen people do it on the golf course, but it's the same thing as the 7 a.m. golf course beer. I had a buddy ask if I wanted to have a beer on Tuesday when I went out and golfed, and I was like, not until the back nine, bro.
Yeah.
Not until the back nine.
We went to the Fan Golf Classic, and I cracked a cigar at like 10:30, and I felt it was borderline.
See, now I'm going to be honest, though.
I felt weird.
I was drinking at the Fan Golf Classic. at an earlier
time. I think I feel better about morning drinking than I do, because I can do screwdrivers and whatever.
Yeah.
I think 10:30 to me was the earliest I've probably cracked a stick, and it didn't. I felt judged. It's a little too early.
I think that's different. Fan Golf Classic, I think you're fine. I don't think time exists there. Time is a construct.
Yeah. If I'm walking in my neighborhood at 7 and you see me, and again, my slip-on Vans and a tank top, and I just got like a stogie, I'm not sure that's the message I'm putting out to the neighbors.
People might be worried about your job.
Yeah, it might be time to
park
to a meetings.
Car in your front yard.
We got mushrooms, we got snakes, and flight news. Because Rop's a big don't turn the plane around. We'll see about that. Club 1080 rolls on when we come back.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Handing down life lessons to all the sinners.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
Yeah, Orange Guy's in with the crack of beer, fishing beer, 7:30, 8 o'clock. Yeah, there are definitely times where time does become a mere concept. Vacation, golf courses, fishing. There's certainly those times where it becomes more acceptable. I don't know. I find the morning cigar to be weird. It'd be like the people that do like wake and bake, same thing. Like if you're rolling if you got a green vine and you're rolling that sucker up at like 7:15 in the morning, that's strange to me. Yeah, that borders on. Yeah, it's like an addiction thing. It's the difference between enjoying some comforts of the world. You know, the human condition requires some anesthesia from time to time. But right. I've never understood the wake up and the first thing you have to do to get out of bed is fire up a bong. Or a beer or anything, for that matter. Like it's like my... like the sliding scale of degenerate. Like, those are all comparative statements. You're like, oh, I'm not an alcoholic because that guy... So as long as you can keep your, like, you have some sort of weird parameters right. in your mind that you keep, you're like, I don't have a drinking problem. I didn't drink today until 10:45. You're like, oh, I'm doing great.
Better than Steve. Well, you got to have one degenerate friend. And if you can't find the degenerate friend, guess what? You're all your buddy's degenerate friend.
That is true. Well, that was the problem is like when I was like in the church, you could do no matter what you did, you were the degenerate. Like, someone could come over to, like, my house, and I was washing my car, and I was having, like, a Coors. And they're like, and you get busted with, like, a banquet. And then they're like, oh, my God. Like, you're the degenerate off of one beer. One of the most adorable things that I've ever seen. And he's a sweet guy.
Yeah.
Relative of mine, he's a great guy. This was years and years ago. We went down to it was over the 4th of July. We went down to the Oregon coast. And this was back when I was spending some time with my family. Hadn't happened in a while, but there was a Uncle Jay had his own cooler, right?
It was
one of those. And so it was always weird because like there was a bunch of like little kids and like the idea of like the Uncle Jay, it just always made me feel very uncomfortable.
You were the badass of the crew.
No, I was viewed as the don't let this happen to you. But and so I remember we were hanging out and I probably had. Oh, I don't know. I had probably had four, like, Rainiers, right? Like, four Rainiers. And by the way, the house that I was staying at was, like, two blocks from where we were at.
And you're walking.
Oh, we drove because I had the cooler.
Oh, I see.
So that was the only reason I didn't want to carry, you know, cooler.
Yep, no. I see.
Yeah, I was in my car. And one of my relatives came up, and he, like, pulled me aside. And he's the sweetest guy. I love him to death. But he pulled me aside, like, and I was like, oh, what are we... telling secrets? Like, we got 4th of July secrets. What's going on? He goes, hey, I just want you to know I got you. And I was like, yes. I was like, huh? He's like, hey, I just, you know, hey, it's like, I got you. No judgment here. I got you. And I couldn't figure out what he was talking about. I was like, what? was like, all right, man, thanks, brother.
Yeah. Thanks for getting me, dude.
Yeah, I was like, and I, so I just was going to do one of those, like, we're just going to leave it. I was like, and he's like, he goes, just let me know. And I was like, all right, like, can I ask, like, what do we say? And he goes, hey, just know I'm going to drive you home. And I was like, what? He was like, he goes, hey, it's just, you know, because I know you drove here. So he's like, I've seen you. I said, dude, I've had like three or like four beers and we've been here. He's like, yeah, just, you know, he's like, I got you.
I got you.
It was so cute and it was adorable. I was like, hey, I'll let you know. It's like, we're all right. But when you're amongst like a group of Mormons, you're always the degenerate.
Like, oh, I'm well aware. I've gone to a few dances.
Yeah, you're that guy. You don't mean to be that guy. And you're like, dude, I'm doing the tamest thing imaginable. Like, you've had just like a couple Rainiers, but like, and I'm like, dude, it's light beer. I'm like, you drink a case of these things. But if you have a couple of them, then, you know. So again, it's all a comparative statement. But if you're there with if you have a friend that's like a raging alcoholic or like a drug addict, see, that's dangerous. You're better off being with the Mormons. Because the Mormons will keep you somewhat level. You're like, I got to keep it on the rails. But if you've got someone that's way, way on the other side,
then you're playing keep up.
That's the dangerous guy. Because you can justify a lot of your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, dude, you just ran over, like, you know, you just ran over a fence. And, like, you just, like scattered, like, a group of people. You're like, yeah, but that guy over there got naked and he drove his truck into the ocean. So, like, I'm doing great.
I'm doing better than Steve right
now. Yes.
Yeah, you don't need a Steve.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
But you also don't want to be Steve.
No. No, it's a sliding scale. But it is true that if you're in a group and there's not a degenerate, just be careful. It might be you.
It has not happened in a shocking development. It has not happened to me. But there have been a couple crews where I've been on the outskirts.
Yeah.
And that always makes me laugh. Yeah. And actually, it was with the Mormons.
That's tough. That's a tough crew because they're good people.
Great people.
Yeah. Some of the nicest people you'll ever meet, but just
very,
you know,
pretty.
Yeah. They tend to toe a line.
Well, and because they don't do some of the other fun things that we all like to do, they handle aging better.
Yeah. But I wonder, like, do you want, if I could give you like 85 Mormon years or I could give you like 71 Frank Sinatra years, right?
Well,
there's a quality of those years. I need to know what the end of those years.
Now you're the NCAA clearinghouse, and you're determining my worth, an age worth.
I'm not certain.
Much I'm.
I'm not certain with my life. One, we're both bigger guys.
We're dying fast.
Yeah, look. Yeah. There's never been a Great Dane or a Rottweiler that lived to be like 20 years old.
Right.
The 20-year-old dog is always like some sort of like
it's a cockapoo.
Yeah, it's like a Yorkie poo, right?
Yeah.
So the fact of the matter is, we're not living to the, no one's here going to be 100.
No.
Then you throw on some of the abuse that we've taken. Then you throw on some of the things that, you know, lifestyle choices. I understand I'm not getting out of here. I'm not going to be the last one at the party. And so I do ask the question, like, what do those last handful of years, because you always want more time. That's without question.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also not interested in my final years being bad years.
No, that's fair. You don't want to be where you're basically, people are waiting on you hand and foot.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I got no time for that. Like I went to a birthday party for a friend of mine's grandparents.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And they've since moved on. God bless.
Congratulations.
God bless them. Dude, it was something else. Like, you were like, you're just sitting there looking at that and you're like, what is life? And I asked him, hand of God, I asked my buddy, he said, I asked her, like, how she was doing. And he had asked, I think it was his grandmother. I think he asked his grandma what she wanted for her birthday. You know what she said? To die.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, oh, I was like, was she being, like funny? Is she doing bits? And he's like, I don't think so. Like, I don't think so. So in that case, like, if that's my final years, I'd rather have a better time and maybe check out a little earlier. Like, I don't want to die when I'm 65. Mm-hmm. I don't want to die when I'm 70. No. But if you could give me like a sliding scale.
Like a 78, but it'd be awesome.
If you gave me 73 kick-ass years, I got to live my life kind of the way I live my life to 73. Or I could have 83, but the final those final 10 years,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever whatever's happening to me, I'm not certain that the 73 isn't a better deal. I don't like that. I don't like being taken care of. I don't like being having to rely on everybody.
Right.
And I just.
I think it's an easier question to answer at 46 and at 27.
Sure.
Because I guarantee you, if you're 69 right now, nice. Yeah. You're going, you know what? Those 80, 84 sure. wouldn't be too bad.
You know. We all face death differently. And again, it's easy to say at 46. But I feel like when my time is ready, I mean, none of us are getting out of here alive. I've watched multiple people in my family go, and like I watched when it was my dad's time, when my dad time to check out. Dude, that dude was ready. He was like, "All right, he's like good run, everybody, let's go." And it was just, I don't know, just the idea of sitting around, like you see the people that are literally rotting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand the value in that. I mean, yes, you're still alive. But if every day you're waking up and you're scared, you're confused, you're cold, and you hurt, like, we don't do that with any other animal. Like, we all get to the dog gets to that point and we're like, oh, we have to do the humane thing. But with, like, Nana, we're like, nope. We got to keep Nana around as long as humanly possible. Meanwhile, Nana's just sitting there being like, take me. I'm ready. You know, it's like, see, people are like, they're on chemo for, like, the last 8 years of their life. They just, I'm like, maybe not. But again, easy to say now, maybe a little bit harder when you get a little bit closer to it. All of a sudden you get to like 68, you're like, wait a minute, what? Like 5 years away? Maybe time to rethink my strategy. But then at that point, it might be too late to make those lifestyle changes. Probably gonna start making them now. Moderation. All right, we come back. Again, mushrooms. Airplane news, and quite frankly, we should have left this dude on the mountain. We'll talk about it when we come back. Club 1080.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
I'm gonna kick some butt in the traffic, truck in the road. I'm gonna kick some ass in the ass. I'm gonna kick a little ass. Rock, flat, and eagle.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
Well, whenever we go visit the BTJ's family, big time Japanese, she always asks me what do we want to do when I go over to Japan. And one of the things I want to do is I want to go climb Mount Fuji, right? The iconic mountain over in Japan. Always wanted to do it, and it's never quite worked out. But one of these days, we're going to do it. Although, you know, they shut down the mountain on part of the year, and they limit who's going up there because tourists keep trashing the place. It's like anything else, foreigners are wrecking the damn thing. But I want to do it one of these days, and but it can be quite dangerous. You know, it's not one of those things where you just, you know, you walk up and you're in your flip-flops or in your Crocs on sport mode. It is something that you have to be aware of, especially during off-season because the conditions can be pretty tough. And I read this story. I really feel like they should have just left this guy up here. So follow me on this.
Okay.
Chinese student. Had to get airlifted from Japan's Mount Fuji last week. He's 27 years old, and he made an emergency call on April 22nd. He got altitude sickness on the Fujiyomi Trail. It's about 3,000 meters, so about 10,000 feet above sea level. So you're up there. Mount Hood's like, what, 12,000 and some change?
Sure.
If I'm not mistaken?
Sure.
So you're 10,000 feet, you're up there a bit. So my man gets some altitude sickness. And it's no good. So he has to be rescued. So they go up there. They get the rescue. They send up the chopper or whatever. They get him out of there. And they said it's peak off season. And the officials are urging people again, you got to be careful. Very harsh conditions. So they get him there. They get him treated. Everything seems to be fine. All right, man, we're good. You know, nice effort. You would think that if you get airlifted off of Mount Fuji and you're on vacation, that's the end of it, right?
No, 100%. You don't go back.
You're just done. Like, you literally had to get rescued by a helicopter. You're finished. 4 days later. 4 days. The Japanese officials receive another call to the mountain. And they're like, oh, okay. So we got another one. So they send up the chopper. Guess who it is?
Same guy?
Same guy. Best part is, would you care to guess why he went back up Mount Fuji and had to make another emergency call and had to be airlifted again?
Well, you said something about mushrooms, so I'm assuming he left his jelly beans up there?
Nope. Left his cell phone.
Yes.
My man left his cell phone at 10,000 feet, got airlifted off the mountain, 4 days later, decided to go back up and get his cell phone.
This guy kind of rocks. I'm actually now on his side.
Another climber found him there unable to move after he apparently developed altitude sickness for a second time. He said there is no penalty when a climber needs to be rescued, but the Chinese student case prompted outrage on social media and calls for him to be charged or at least have to pay for his second rescue. The police again urged all climbers to use caution, noting that the mountain has low temperatures and is covered in snow even in spring. Local authorities introduced entry fees and caps on the number of entrants on the most popular trail last year, and they said they're going to do similar things on the other trails to try to encourage people to think a little more clearly before taking on Mount Fuji. My man had to get airlifted twice.
I love this guy.
You almost died, and you thought to yourself, I have to go back up and get my cell phone.
Well, I mean, Sue, can you imagine all the contacts he's going to lose? You can't just, like, go get another cell phone. They don't make other cell phones.
I'm not saying that I want someone to die. I don't want anyone to die. But remember when earlier in the year when those dudes froze looking for Bigfoot? That was here locally, by the way.
I have not heard this story.
Yeah, I think there were two bros that died. It was either in Oregon or Washington. They died from exposure while looking for Bigfoot.
Darwinism.
I don't want anyone to die. But again, if you decide to go out in harsh, wintry conditions looking for Bigfoot and you don't make it back, that might be Earth's way of saying that maybe it's just your time. My man here climbed Mount Fuji, had to get airlifted off because he was dying, and then decided to go back up to get his cell phone with no more precautions. Can you imagine the rescuer that showed up and was like, you've got to be kidding me, and realized it's the same kid?
Do you think they 86'd him from the mountain? They're just like, they have a picture and it's like, do not allow past this point.
It's so bad. It's just so, so bad. How dumb do you have to be? And if you died on the mountain at your funeral, people have a right to make fun of you. That's why I said, like, at the Sasquatch funeral, like, if that was my buddy or if that was, like, someone that I knew, I would be sad. But at his funeral, the whole time I'd been in my head, I'd be like, dude, you dumbass. You died looking for Bigfoot. You're like, I died on Mount Fuji. Wait, I thought he got rescued from Mount Fuji. Yeah, 4 days later, he went back up. Why did he just have to summit? No, I was looking for a cell phone.
He had some contacts he just couldn't lose.
He had some fire nudes that someone sent him. A couple OnlyFans on there that he couldn't get rid of. Sometimes.
It'd be awesome. He's like trying to break in. No, you guys don't understand. It's my second calculator app. It's very important I have this.
What they don't say in the article is if he got the cell phone. Don't know.
Well,
I'd like to think that he did.
I was going to say, actually, I would like to think that he didn't, and he goes back up again.
Goes back up a third time.
That would be awesome.
How was vacation? I was all right. Got a little bumpy.
Climbed the mountain a couple times.
We put a bow on this when we come back. Love 1080 here on The Fan.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
That'll just about do it. We had about 2 minutes here. Went a little long on that. Will, I appreciate you jumping in. Although,
thanks for having me.
A little cowardly, you can't make tomorrow's show. Just saying.
You want to pay my my rate? My new rate? If you pay my new rate, pay for my parking out at Pendleton.
Heading down to the Pendleton Whiskey Fest. What's the headliner again?
Cody Johnson is the headliner.
I have
no
idea who Cody Johnson is.
He's pretty good. Country. Riley Green. I like Riley Green a lot.
No idea who that is. I've officially reached the point with country music where a number of years ago I reached this with the old hippity hop. Where I didn't know anyone. Like, when I look at, like, the Billboard Hot 100, I'm like, who the hell is that? Mm. That has officially reached the point with country music. Like, when the CMAs come on, I have no idea who anyone is.
It's all, like, four or five different people write the songs, and then, like, four or five people sing the songs, and there's, like, one or two that overlap into both. I think there's a couple that you would like. Like, I do think, because you like a little more of the country rock, I think you would like Hardy. I do. Hardy's not going to be there, but I saw him out in Ridgefield earlier this year. If you end up going down to that music festival you were talking about, there's a band down there that I do think you would like. But yeah, you're not going to like bro country.
Yeah, there are some mid-sized country bands and like acts that are pretty good that are kind of doing like the throwback thing. Mm-hmm. I can't do country radio.
Country radio is...
It is 100% bro.
Except for our fine station.
Who?
Our.
Oh, 99.5 The Wolf.
I do like The Wolf.
But like the Morgan Whalen, Sam Hunt stuff, just...
You're not going to like Tucker Wetmore, and he's a local guy.
Yeah, I can't...
I like him.
I can't
good.
Get on board with what are you that. But like, you know, you're getting some stuff there that's like, you know, Childress and, you know...
Tyler Childress is good.
Yeah.
So then are you a Zach Bryan guy?
He's so douchey, it's hard for me. His music is okay, but he sucks.
Yes, yes. I like his music. I don't like him.
So it's tough. Yeah, it's one of those where I will occasionally hear one of his songs, and I think it's pretty good. But then when I have to listen to him, and like it's rough. So I would not say that I'm a Zach Bryan fan, but I think he's better than a lot of that stuff. I don't need to love someone, right. But it certainly helps if I don't think they're a giant doucher.
Well, it's all about, like, are you a good hang or not? And I do think that those people would be good hangs. Now, the interesting thing for me is, like, even though I grew up in Hawkinson, country is a new thing in my life. I was not a country guy.
Country isn't really country anymore. It's pop, southern rock. It's not really...
Right.
It's not... Bro country isn't country.
Well, it goes the way of... I mean, it's all Skinnerd and... who's the Friends in Low Places guy?
Garth Brooks.
It's all their influence. Because you go back and you listen to, like, real country, Johnny Cash, yeah, Willie Nelson,
I like
that
some of the stuff that was popular, like, maybe 15... And I'm just getting older. But, like, Eric Church is still pretty popular. Zach Brown Band, I can...
Zach Brown Band's
really
I can
get on board with.
Yep.
People that actually write music, like real musicians... I just have a problem with formulaic country music.
I get
pop
that.
Music's the same way.
Oh, 100%.
There's like three Swedish dudes that write like 90% of the pop songs.
And the one gross guy who's dating Selena Gomez is the other one.
So if you find someone that actually like writes music and is a real talented musician, I can appreciate that. Not even Post Malone, not my favorite guy in the world, but seems like a talented guy.
Yeah, I think he makes most of it his own.
Get on board with old Posty. All right, that'll do it for us. We're back tomorrow. I think Andrew Nemec's sitting in with me. Ryan Buckley will be back. You've got primetime 3 to 7, but you've got primetime here on a Thursday. We'll see you guys tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.